From the headquarters of the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut, this is ARRL Audio News for Friday, August 5th, 2016. This program is produced by the ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, and features news highlights compiled from the ARRL letter, found on the web at arrl.org. I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. In this week's report, the Dayton Hamvention is headed for Xenia in 2017. The FCC proposes rule changes in response to ARRL's symbol rate petition. And Skylar Fennell, KD0WHB, is the 2016 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Young Ham of the Year. Those stories and others, plus Bruce Page, KK5DO, with this week's satellite update, all coming up now.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Jennifer Harris, N5LRF of Duncanville, Texas, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
After 52 years at Hera Arena and its entire 64-year history in the greater Dayton area, Hamvention announced on August 1st that it would relocate to the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio. The new venue is about 16 miles east of downtown Dayton off U.S. Route 35 and north of Xenia. On June 29th, the amateur radio community was stunned to learn that Hera Arena would shut down at the end of August, leaving Hamvention homeless, at least until this week's big reveal. We appreciate and value all the time and effort the many partners, in particular the Greene County Agricultural Society, the Greene County Board of Commissioners, and the Greene County Convention and Visitors Bureau, have put into helping Hamvention find the right venue to continue our long history here in the Miami Valley, Hamvention General Chair Ron Kramer, KD8ENJ, said on August 1st. We look forward to a long and mutually prosperous relationship. Kramer has said that Hamvention spent many hours over the last few years evaluating possible new locations, and he has assured visitors that their current accommodations and outside events already planned for Hamvention 2017 should not be affected. Hamvention chief spokesman and board member Mike Coulter, W8CI, made clear that the move to Xenia was not done in desperation. Montgomery County didn't have anything for us, he told ARRL. We looked exhaustively. The key thing is that we plan to have a five-star event, he said of Hamvention 2017. We'll put a lot of time and energy into it. The move to Xenia could prove to be a huge economic bonanza for the city and for Greene County. Hamvention attracts some 25,000 visitors each May. Its annual economic impact has been estimated at between $15 and $17 million to the Dayton-Montgomery County area, and some, if not most, of that benefit now could migrate eastward down U.S. 35. The FCC has proposed to revise the Amateur Service Part 97 rules in response to the ARRL's so-called symbol rate petition for rulemaking, RM11708, filed in late 2013, and it has invited comments on its recommended changes. ARRL had asked the FCC to change the Part 97 rules to delete the symbol rate limit and replace it with a maximum bandwidth for data emissions of 2.8 kHz on amateur frequencies below 29.7 MHz. While tentatively concluding that a specific bandwidth limitation for RTTY and data was not necessary, the FCC nonetheless invited comments on whether it should set emission bandwidth standards for amateur service medium frequency and high frequency RTTY and data emissions. Under the current rules, specified digital codes in Part 97 may be used with a symbol rate that does not exceed 300 baud for frequencies below 28 MHz, with the exception of 60 meters, and 1200 baud in the 10-meter band. The baud rate limits were adopted in 1980 when the FCC amended Part 97 to specify ASCII as a permissible digital mode. Comments in the proceeding will be due 60 days after the date that the NPRM appears in the Federal Register. At its July 2016 meeting, the ARRL Board of Directors approved revisions concerning the management and governance of its National Traffic System program. In response, some NTS participants have proposed to form a new organization with the stated purpose of engaging in current NTS activity independent of ARRL. This action, in part, was a reaction to ARRL's announcement regarding the creation of an enhanced emergency communications plan scheduled for implementation later this year. The ARRL plan will address the role of programs such as NTS, which can provide important capabilities to ARRL partner agencies, including the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Salvation Army. In a statement issued August 3rd by ARRL, the League said it believes the existing ARRL NTS program will rise to meet these new demanding requirements. NTS resources are already well-established networks and have a long history of reliable operation. We encourage all NTS participants to be involved in current national traffic system activities by continuing their existing assignments and duties, the statement said. However, if NTS members wish to explore alternative programs like the one recently proposed, we do not wish to discourage that exploration. The League encourages any activity that strengthens the national emergency communications infrastructure, provides network redundancy, and refines and maintains the critical skills of radio amateurs who daily serve their communities with communication training activities and responses to local and regional emergencies, the statement concluded. Online, via podcast, and on repeaters like the W4WVP repeater serving Arlington County, Virginia, you're listening to ARRL Audio News. Now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
On the Houston AmSatNet the other night, we had a story about lithium-ion batteries out of the University of California at Irvine. The current lithium-ion batteries used can be cycled only 5,000 to 6,000 times before they lose the ability to charge. A UCI doctoral candidate, Maya Lei Tai, has solved the problem. From the story, to solve the brittleness of the nanowires, she coated the gold nanowires in a manganese dioxide shell and then encased the assembly in an electrolyte made of plexiglass-like gel. In doing this, the lithium-ion batteries will be able to be cycled over 200,000 times, making them last a lifetime. Just think of computers, smartphones, appliances, and cars with batteries that never need to be replaced. Also, one of the best uses of this lithium-ion battery for us will be on a satellite. Thanks to Computer World for this story. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
AmSat North America Vice President of Engineering Jerry Buxton, N0JY, reports that the Fox-1B CubeSat, or RadFXSat, flight unit has been assembled and is now undergoing various stages of testing before it is put through environmental testing in August for completion by early September. Launch is scheduled for January 20th. Fox-1B is a joint mission by AmSat and the Institute for Space and Defense Electronics at Vanderbilt University. It hosts a technology experiment by Vanderbilt University, as well as an analog FM amateur radio payload. During a recent test stop in Fox Labs, most of the testing was streamed live on YouTube to give enthusiasts an opportunity to look over Buxton's shoulder as he conducted tests on the flight unit along with other Fox engineering team members. Those tests have been archived on YouTube. Fox-1B is expected to be back in Fox Labs around August 11th for another round of tests, and live streaming will be available during those tests as well. The ARRL National Parks on the Air program is now in its eighth month, and more than 440 of the 484 eligible NPS units have been activated, with over 540,000 QSOs confirmed in Logbook of the World. Despite a rough summer for propagation, plenty of activators have been on the air, and it's not too late for you to become a new activator or chaser. The 100th birthday of the National Park Service is August 25th, and several parks will be active during the centennial week. See the National Parks on the Air Facebook group for a list of stations active during the actual centennial week, or to register your own activation. There are 31 activations scheduled for August 4th through the 10th, including two of the rarest NPOTA units, President's Park in Washington, D.C., and Toro Synagogue in Rhode Island. Details about these and other upcoming activations can be found on the NPOTA activations calendar. The FCC has imposed fines on a California radio amateur after concluding they broke FCC rules and the Communications Act. The FCC Enforcement Bureau imposed a $25,000 penalty on William F. Crowell, W6WBJ of Diamond Spring, for intentionally interfering with the transmissions of other radio amateurs and transmitting prohibited communications, including music. The forfeiture represents the full amount proposed in a December 2015 notice of apparent liability for forfeiture, and the FCC said in a lengthy August 2nd forfeiture order is based on the full base forfeiture amount as well as an upward adjustment reflecting Mr. Crowell's decision to continue his misconduct after being warned. Mr. Crowell does not deny that he made the transmissions that prompted the NAL in this proceeding, but argues, in large part, that those transmissions were protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution, the forfeiture order said. In multiple responses to the NAL, Crowell not only argued that the enforcement action was directed at the content of his transmissions, which were protected by the Constitution, but were justified on the basis of other operators' actions. It is well established that regulation of radio in general does not violate the First Amendment or the Communications Act, the Commission's forfeiture order said, and courts have made clear that this conclusion applies to the amateur service as well. The Enforcement Bureau concluded that Crowell willfully and repeatedly violated the Communications Act and FCC rules by intentionally causing interference to other amateur radio operators and transmitting prohibited communications, including music. The Bureau said that after reviewing Crowell's arguments, it found no reason to cancel, withdraw, or reduce the penalty it had imposed last December.
Hi, I'm ARRL member Dave Pasco, KM3T of Amherst, New Hampshire, and you're listening to ARRL Audio News.
Amateur Radio Newsline has announced that 17-year-old Skylar Fennell, KD0WHB, an ARRL member from Denver, Colorado, is the 2016 Bill Pasternak WA6ITF Memorial Young Ham of the Year. The recent Denver School of the Arts Honors graduate and amateur extra licensee was introduced to amateur radio when he was a high school freshman, but his interest in electronics began in fourth grade. After starting an amateur radio club at my high school, we all wanted to be part of a high-altitude balloon launch, he explained on his QRZ.com profile. After fundraising and a number of designs, we finally launched with the Edge of Space Sciences, or EOSS. He worked with the EOSS amateur radio-equipped balloon launches of the AB0BX STEM School Amateur Radio Club in nearby Littleton. An Eagle Scout at 13, Skylar has combined his interest in cycling and amateur radio, assembling a bicycle mobile setup with VHF and UHF radios. He will formally be recognized as Young Ham of the Year during the Huntsville Hamfest on August 20th. And finally, ARRL Audio News will be changing our podcast distribution method. Beginning with the September 2nd episode, all ARRL podcasts, including ARRL Audio News, will be distributed primarily through blueberry.com. That's blueberry.com. A link to the new location will be posted on the Audio News landing page at ARRL.org. Repeaters which air Audio News should begin downloading the episodes directly from blueberry.com as soon as possible. That concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright 2016 ARRL. All rights reserved. Until next week, I'm Sean Kutzko, KX9X. 73, and thanks for listening.